This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Sports, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time, which means it's brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to lose up to one fat per pound every single day.
Let's try that again. You said...
You do it.
This is how our show used to go, Willard. The secret to losing one fat?
Per pound.
What did I say?
You said one fat per pound.
Let's lose it.
Three, two, and one. Hey, it's the crossover.
Hey.
Brought to you by AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com.
Get off of him.
Well,
that's my quarterback.
I ain't getting no money for it, so
yeah,
go
that's,
ahead.
That's a good point.
You guys are down a combined 56 pounds.
At least.
You do the read.
You do it.
You too can find out the secret to losing up to one fat a pound.
There you go.
Three, two, and 1 pound of fat per day at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
how you
really
doing?
Good.
Hey, fellas.
It's like what grocery stores said to us over the last couple of years.
Wow.
You do it. You check yourself out.
Man.
You know what's for free?
You know what's becoming a staple is seeing the aisles.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and what's funny is that he goes to Safeway 11 times a week.
The over-under is set at 1.5 every day.
Dude,
amazing. Over-under is at 1.5.
I am there every single day.
Usually every morning and every night.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Self-checkout?
Depends
if it's
on whether
open.
Or not I got, you know.
Not with beer.
Yeah.
Or cigarettes.
Yeah, and well, it's funny now because I know the people now itself, and so if they see me, come on over. And then they'll take you to the side, and they can, they can give you the special, because I am there literally every day.
That's amazing.
We need mac and cheese. We need milk.
Crap.
We need salted butter. We're out of broccoli. And I'm doing my own voice. Not, well, what time is it?
Yeah.
We're getting 150.
There. Oh, yeah. She's at work.
You're okay.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah.
Before we get you, go ahead.
Can you believe Trace Jackson Davis didn't play last night?
Stop it. I'm not getting sucked into one of
these. No, he's going to play tonight.
Good.
No, he is going to play tonight.
He's going to play tonight, for sure.
Guru's saying he's not Akeem Olajuwon.
Willard, he's taking it.
The call who called in who said, I don't understand why every listener can see this, but Steve Kerr can't. Oh. I'm like, which part?
Are we back to rotations?
Yeah, which part of the 14-2 did y'all hate the most?
No, we're just back to size. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's size matters.
Yeah, that's a four.
And styles make fights. And Denver is a bad matchup.
Okay.
And Trayce Jackson-Davis is the linchpin to nothing in the NBA at this moment. Sorry. I don't mean for that to sound.
No,
if you
want to
get, you know, I'll tell you what they could do, though. I mean, my God.
They could go big tonight and start Pat Spencer for Steph.
Yep.
Before we get into the hoops, can I just, it's not Friday. Can I really tell you something that he doesn't even know I'm holding this and I was waiting on you two.
Let's go.
Yep.
3:10 this morning, Pacific, West Coast time, the Dodgers and Cubs had opening day.
Yep.
And the rest of the league played spring training games. Where does that happen? And you wonder why ratings are down and you're last.
Wait, what's
there were spring training games today, right, but the Dodgers and Cubs played in Tokyo, a game that counted. What sense does that make? It's embarrassing.
What's the part that bothers you?
Why are you all not playing regular season games? You don't do half and half in any other sport. It's regular season and it's opening day. How can you not see that? How are you acting like you're shocking me right now? What's wrong with that?
First of all,
do opening day and they count. You don't do half and half. And for you to act stick up for him, I'm shocked.
I haven't said a word.
You said what's wrong with that, Will. Well, you said what's wrong with that. It's ghetto.
They're halfway across the world.
It don't matter. And, then everybody should be done here.
And your reaction is intense for a couple of baseball games.
It hurts.
I like the way they do it.
When NFL teams go to Germany or London,
go ahead.
They get a week off.
Yeah. No.
They get a week off.
But everybody else plays,
but
Will.
But they get a week off.
But that doesn't fly.
They get
that's
a
not
week.
A right what comp. If, you know it. There
yes,
is not
is.
Preseason games and regular season
so
games
good.
Going simultaneously.
So good. What you're saying then is that you don't want games in Japan. Because there's no way someone's going to go play there and then be back on Monday for their series in Arizona.
No, I'm not.
Okay, then how would you like to do it?
Fix yourself and have everybody do what we used to do.
So do you want
everybody play opening day the same damn
then
time?
When well, are you going to do Japan?
I don't. That's above my pay grade,
well,
but
no,
I know
but then, no, so,
this
so,
is new and I don't like
then
it.
Just
I just express myself.
Say that you don't
that's
want
that's what
games.
I did.
Then say you don't want games
but
in Japan.
It's not normal. It's not normal.
Well, it is now. They did this last year and I didn't hear you freak
all
out.
All I'm saying is I don't like it.
Okay, that,
you know what
fine.
I didn't like you?
That's
I didn't fine. Like that every year had to start with a Cincinnati Reds game. Why did they get to play first all the time?
All right, I got off my chest.
The Giants will play next week. Cincinnati Reds.
See, I got it.
You all right?
I don't know. Yamamoto versus Imanaga in Japan with Shohei leading off. You can't see something fun with that?
No, that was great. Now watch the game. But there shouldn't be spring training games in the States.
First pitch was high, Dibs, and the umpire called it a strike. Freaking ridiculous!
Tomomori Gato, Mr. Roboto? We aren't there yet
nope.
with robot umps?
Nope. And Ohtani said
shout
nothing.
Out Sticks.
He kept his head straight, and he got himself a nice hit. A
okay.
Yeah,
there you
no,
go.
No, Goo, you're allowed to not like anything you want. I just logistically, I don't know how you go to Japan if you don't do it this way.
Yeah, it was bigger than that. It was...
Well, no,
don't
just,
have that game and
fine.
Have regular season games
that's
here
fine,
in the state for the sake of the game and the tradition of the game.
But
that's
you can't
all.
Go to Japan then.
I got you.
That's
I
all.
Got you.
And that's fine. If you don't want them to go to Japan, then...
But it's bills in Japan. It's just fix yourself.
Okay.
Do it and facilitate it to where we respect that's the only game that was played.
What's
today.
Your fix? You have to have a solution.
Of course I don't have that.
Well, then you just can't have games in Japan then, which is fine.
So you don't want to... You're selfish. You don't want to share the game.
Yeah, I'm stymied. I'm selfish.
Hey! You're taking it up with Willard, not me right now.
No, I just shared. He felt it, but...
Back to Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I'll admit, I was only happy because this is the first time in my life that I woke up to my underdog winnings.
Oh,
I had no
run
idea
run.
What the hell was
I
happening.
Dr. Run
I woke
yeah.
up and
nice.
They're like,
nice.
Dr. Just won.
Yeah.
You won whatever on underdog. I'm like, great,
started.
What happened?
Dr. Runline,
I'm
baby.
Like, Ohtani didn't homer.
It's just
and,
like, man, can't we all get on the same page?
I mean, can we... I mean, this is all great. And the back and forth, and yes, Japan, it's the only way they could do it. But can we put the rat on the table, please? Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Uh-oh.
The chef burned the meal last night. The chef burned the meal. You could be mad about Japan, and you can be mad about Iwanaga and Yamamoto, whatever. It's not even the
Trace
point.
Jackson Davis.
You could be mad about everything you want to be mad about, but the chef, he burned the meal. He overcooked the meat and the potatoes au gratin. They were also burned,
nice.
And the salad was wilted. The chef burned the meal. They lost because he stunk. I'm Dan Dibley, and I endorse this message.
But I have no issue with that point. I was one.
Your text actually kind of set me off.
Yeah,
you said this is the worst game I think I've ever seen him play.
I can't remember him ever looking that bad.
Right.
And for me, it's not even about, oh, you got to make your shots every night or whatever. No. He threw the ball around like Mason Rudolph on a week 11 Sunday. Like, yeah. I mean,
Dre was right behind him, but you're right. He had seven.
But I mean, the pass, it was just, I've never, ever seen them look sloppier. From a team that has always been prone to the turnover, I've never seen it look that bad.
Yeah.
These passes were absurd.
Absurd.
They weren't even close to being completed. You're just throwing them off of people's shins who are 2 feet from you? I'm like, I don't...
Shout out Mac Jones.
I got you. But I don't know. The whole thing for me, here's what I'll say.
Disappointing, too.
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course. But, like... It's one basketball game. These things, like Minnesota did the exact same thing. No one wants to, like, the Pacers sat their three best players.
Yep.
And Minnesota went out at home and lost a game. So, like, I'm not triggered by the loss as much as the way it came together. And then, look, I know he's already been ruled out tonight, and only he and Rick Celebrini and others within the organization know if this is actual load management or if the back is a problem. I don't really know. And I'm not going to pretend to know what Steph is feeling. So if he needs the night off, he needs the night off. He said he wanted to play. He lobbied to play. And he's not going to play. Okay, so they're protecting him. But I'm super interested by what Steve Kerr said after the game. If you're going to claim exhaustion.
And that's what he was doing.
If you're going to do that on March 17th, and games are so vital right now, then this is kind of a joke, the idea that the Warriors are a title contender. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell the audience, hey, we're winning every night and we're going for the 4 seed and we're an actual title contender. And then in the very next breath, when you lose a basketball game, say, exhausted, sorry, got to sit.
But didn't Denver kind of do that, even though I know that the 3 seed losing to Washington at home and then our guys aren't ready, three of them?
That's their thing. And they're younger and they won a title more recently and whatever. Their record is better. I don't want to pretend to know what they're doing. What I know is that the Warriors, you can't in one breath say we are desperately trying to stay out of the play-in tournament and then the next breath say super tired.
So it's a bad look.
Well, it's just not a bad look. I don't think it's a PR thing. I just think it's an X's and O's thing. You have got to play. You have got to go win your games. And if the player says he's fine, then he's fine. Like, you got to push it. That's the situation you're in.
I agree. And I think that I'm wondering, okay, if he's exhausted, what got him exhausted? It's probably from the All-Star break to now. So, like, this is why I always thought it was going to be hard to climb in the standings, because I think one of the reasons he's exhausted, if he is exhausted or tired, is because they have been pushing. His minutes have been up around 35-ish, and they've had pressure on him to win all their games to stay where they are, and maybe now they feel like 6 is okay. I still think there's still finagling to come, because right now, if the playoffs started today, they'd play the Nuggets. And I guarantee you, they don't want the Nuggets. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Would you rather be 6 and face the Nuggets, or have to play a play-in game at 7 for the right to play the Rockets?
Oh, the play-in game.
I think so,
too. Rockets,
because, I disagree.
Well, and you look at last night, and we can talk about TJD, but you look at what Denver did last night, and you mentioned Aaron Gordon, and you had him at 6'8", 275.
7 feet, 275.
Every time I listened to you, the height got bigger and the weight got bigger, but That's not the Aaron Gordon I remember in high school when I covered him in the state championship game. Whoop. He is thick.
Man.
He is thick. Strong. He is athletic. He can now shoot the three, and he goes downhill. So who's going to guard him? And then who guards Jokic? Who guards Murray? And who guards Porter Jr., who is like 7 feet 11, like long and athletic? So matchup-wise,
21-10 last night.
The Warriors don't have anybody who can guard any of them. There's not one matchup where you go, well, yeah, Draymond will take care of Jokic. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe, kind of, but
right.
You want Jokic to score and not pass. And what he does so well is pass, and then no one guards Aaron Gordon. No one can guard Murray. No one can guard Porter Jr. What are we even doing here then?
Aaron Gordon shooting 45% from three.
It's 45%.
Yeah. 45 from three.
He's always been a thorn in the Warriors' side, no matter who's playing.
That's why they've had
homies. Always been. Yep. But I don't know. I still, to answer your guys' question, the whole March Madness thing sort of kind of starts tonight. And you walk out on the floor, and the first 5 minutes don't go well, and all of a sudden you're looking at the end of your season. And that's what I do not want in playing tournament.
I'm right
I
with
don't
you.
Care who the hell your opponent is.
Give me the for sure.
I am not messing
games.
With that because you, like, do you know how quickly Kawhi Leonard and James Harden could walk onto your floor and make the play in tournament an absolutely terrifying
existence. Yeah, I'm with you. That's a
plus,
good point.
Plus, even you lose that game. Now, even if you still get in and try number two, you're on your way to Oklahoma City. And remember, exhausted. They need that week off.
Yeah. Then, if they would have two playoff games, I think they play on a Tuesday, Thursday, and then boom, Saturday.
Exactly. They need that week off. So I would take the six in Denver.
Yeah. Steph Curry last night, 7 turnovers.
Yeah.
And it had me thinking. And Grandy, if you get the game show music ready for Steiny, he loves a game. Steiny loves the game.
Such a bonus.
Has Steph Curry had more games in his career in the regular year with 7 or more turnovers or 0 turnovers? Which one, Steiny and Goo?
7 or more. Because a 0 turnover game from Steph is pretty rare. And it should be rare because he handles it so much.
Goo?
So I'm going 7 or more.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing.
Damn, when Will knew.
He's had 46 games.
Same wrong guess out in the hallway.
46 games of 7 or more, including a career high of 11. He goes to 11, Steiny. And he's had 50 games with 0 turns. And if you think about early in his career where maybe he played 18 minutes and, he had Monta Ellis Shout out Monte. I'm a Warriors. I'm always going to be a Warriors. So, but I was struck by the fact that he had 46 games with seven or more, because last night I'm watching it. We're all watching it. And it's like the one thing that tells me that they are tired is he and Draymond both. You get either an offensive rebound or a steal, and we're trying the 71-foot hook pass.
Get it out of my hands as fast as possible.
Right.
Hot potato.
Like, it's like the cheat code. You're trying to do shortcuts. And if you're like fresh and rested and you're buttoned up, you're not trying that. Like the one arm, and you even said it earlier, like he had one pass which was an underhand bounce pass along the sideline, and the alley-oop to Kuminga was just a...
Down six.
It was a miscommunication sensation. Ugh. And that's one where, I mean, if they were like in sync, Kuminga sees what's going on and he jumps because that was the right play.
Or Curry pulls up for three.
Right, but he was kind of in the mid-range already. He was kind of in that midi, and he saw Kuminga, and he threw it up, and Kuminga kind of froze, and then it was another turnover, but Denver turned it over 22 times.
But they dominated on the glass, 53-38.
They dominated on the glass.
And they shot 8 for 33. So that wasn't all Curry, though.
No. Yeah. No, they shot the ball. The Warriors played as bad as they can humanly possibly play. Yesterday, what's the stat that Lucas sent us that thing? This is the first time in the history of ever has played this bad.
I read it. I got it right here. Hold on.
Let me chime in here. They did shoot 65% from 2-point range.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors.
They were knocking down those interior
down
shots.
The Warriors last night.
Chris Brown.
Are the first team in the history of the league.
You got it. You beat me.
And throw the WNBA in also.
I got it.
It's the first time that a professional basketball team has gone under 25% from three with 30 or more attempts.
Yikes.
Under 60% from the line with 25 or more attempts and 20-plus turnovers in one game.
That's a lot.
That's the first time that's happened in the history of the National Basketball Association.
That's infinity.
And they were down by three
with
4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
That like they were, and that's why I like some people can look at that and go, "Ooh, it's a problem." I look at it and I flick it, and I bet them plus three tonight because they will never play that bad again.
Yeah. I like them too. Snotty's like I wouldn't touch them.
Steph's not playing tonight,
right? Jokic didn't play last night. Murray didn't play last night.
No, I know. I'm just
Haliburton didn't play last night. Siakam didn't play last night. Miles Turner didn't play last night. Their team won those games. On the road.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch the Warriors tonight.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's all.
I mean.
And Philly should have beat Houston. They just, oh my gosh. Well.
Philly.
Even for their standards.
Quit begging.
Man.
Quit begging for the teams above you to lose.
Clippers and Cavs tonight.
Yeah.
Big basketball game for the Warriors.
Yeah, it is. It is. Back to Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
No. The one thing that was interesting, I was just looking at the closing lineup for the Warriors last night. It was Curry, Payton, Green, Butler, and Kuminga. And then Moody came back in with a minute and 11, but it was 9 at that point. So he played Kuminga in crunch time last night instead of Moody. Thoughts? Prayers?
Yeah. Shot creation, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, could you play Moody instead of Payton in that same lineup? Or is that too duplicitous?
I think you could, but I think he loves himself some Gary Payton II defensively.
And he should right now.
Well, and he should, but
too.
Against like that team, you're kind of stuck between a hard place and a rock because you don't have anybody who can guard anybody.
Man.
So you could try Gary. Gary can't guard Aaron Gordon or Porter Jr. And you know, who are you going to put in there? Like, Kuminga did his level best, but
right.
And I thought he played pretty well, especially in the second half. But I thought that you were in a spot where there was nothing you could really do defensively that was going to matter against Aaron Gordon. And like you mentioned, Goo, 53-38 in the rebounds.
Man.
They were all over the glass.
Nine extra offensive rebounds. Those are shots. Those are opportunities, man. And they earned every one without the guys we mentioned.
Right. And you look at, like, Quentin Post, he played 6 minutes, and it was, okay, Quentin, this is not your night.
I told Stoney, that a little too soon? 8 minutes.
He got 8 minutes?
Yeah.
I would have given him 4, because it was pretty clear that he was in over his head. He couldn't guard those guys. And if you can't stop anybody and they're going to go ahead and pick you, they're going to pick on you, then you better have three threes early to make it worth our while. But he didn't, and so he had to go. And that's why I
do
think...
nobody else checked him. That's all I was telling Steiny. Like, how does QP3 get better against that moving forward if, all right, we're getting you out of here, we're pulling the plug early.
Jump rope.
Willard, nobody
summertime.
Else can check
jump
him.
Rope.
So yeah. I was like, let him go through his puberty against,
I thought we were going for a title.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I feel like this conversation comes up with the Warriors a lot, which is, do we have time? Do we have time for moments of growth? And I'm like, no.
Wow.
No, you wasted those.
Because we don't even know what the finishing lineup is with the Warriors, and I don't think that bodes well. We know the fixture, the big three,
right?
But it fluctuates, and I'm like, it ain't doing that in Boston, OKC, but I'm not saying they can't get it done, but I am curious to see how this plays out. Will it be Pods? Will it be Moody?
Right.
Will it be Kuminga?
Oh, it's got to be some
room.
It'll
be night to night. Yeah,
there's got to be some room for it to be different each night, right, based on who you're playing
and
who's hot.
It's kind of what I've been thinking. I mean, you're going to go with Curry, you're going to go with Butler, you're going to go with Draymond Green, and then
I got
it's going to be up to Steve
in there,
Kerr.
Steiny, but I get you.
I mean, and he might. Four. He was there last night. He played down the stretch last night.
I was interested. What'd y'all think of Kuminga last night?
I was
intrigued by how many people were down on what he was doing in the game. And I was, just my eyes through the game, I'm like, boy, Kuminga's the least of their problems right now.
Right, yeah. And he got fouled a couple times. They didn't call it, but
No. And I tweeted it. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter anymore. Yeah. Steiny, I know you're not on there, but they did not get a good whistle last night. And that's, some nights you get a good whistle, some nights you don't. Last night was a night where you didn't get a good whistle, and they had to challenge the one on Steph where... You know, Russell Westbrook, Mark's favorite player.
Uh-huh. They won that one, though, right?
They did, but you had to challenge it. And that, I mean,
get it.
And it shout out me muting Bobby Fitz. Because
it took him 5 minutes.
That's a classic mute Fitz moment.
Why?
Because he's right, but Fitz will go on ad nauseum, Bob. Well, and I know you're listening, but he will continue to go on and on and on and on and on.
That's on the refs. Finish
what
the review.
Taking right, so long?
It took me one look. He moving. Let's play.
Me
That's
too.
That's a freaking block.
It took me one look and one mute to be able to then go to my Wordle and enjoy my Wordle.
What do you want Bob to say while the officials are over there? But
like,
take the headset off.
So long,
let's talk to each other. Let's put the headset back on.
I don't know what he said, so I don't know what I'm telling you he should say.
Wow.
I'm sure that there was some invocation of Mark Davis and the crew who had had a rough night.
Oh, they sure did.
They did have a rough night.
Sure did.
And so that's all part of it.
Yeah.
I mean.
That one was easy.
I actually thought it was a close one.
It was a close one in real time, but not when you slow it down.
He's out of control.
He came in underneath him.
But to answer your question about what you made at Kuminga, forget the 4 of 11. I'm one of his biggest fans, but I felt like the first time in a long time, the Warriors were like, okay, Willard, it's your turn. Jimmy, it's your, go ahead, Dibs. Steiny, that ball wasn't popping like normally. And then I wanted Kuminga back because he can get to the free throw line. He did last night, but I said, moving forward, do they become some easier to guard when you know, okay, Willard's got and he's trying to cook, and that's what Kuminga did. And they swatted him a couple times.
Steve Kerr called it bad body language. Mm. They kind of had it the whole night. By the way, did you guys call Coach and Vallejo back who came down my road last week for saying Jonathan's not a great finisher yet?
Because
Jonathan's not a great finisher yet. I say it slower so everybody can hear me.
I described Kuminga's game as he was so-so.
Yeah,
he was so-so.
He wasn't their worst.
He didn't get a beat. All right,
we'll be listening.
All right, gents,
jackets on.
The classic. All right, gents,
bag is on the shoulder.
Smile.
Bucks in town tonight.
I'm going to see him.
I'm gonna start calling you Darren Ruff.
Darren Ruff.
Ruff is on the move. Ruff is on the move.
Don't the guy that played for the Giants for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. He was clutch.
6 weeks.
He was clutch.
Oh, a year.
He's a regular Hunter Pence. All right, we got to go.
Okay, all right,
you can leave.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.